We need two or three points to be champions. Let's say three, to make sure you don't depend on goal difference. So we need a victory, or we need 3 points with three draws. Obviously, we want to finish as soon as possible. If we can do it at home, better. We have 2 matches at home. If you can do on Sunday, even better. That's what we have in our mind. But similar to Arsenal, similar to Leicester, we go to win. But in this moment, any point that we get is a positive point. So we are calm.
You haven't lost to any of your top four rivals this season. The last Premier League winners that didn't lose to their top four rivals in the course of the season was your team in 2005. Do you think perhaps that fact reflects the quality of your current side when it perhaps hasn't been given the credit that it deserves?
You know, I have no more data to add to what is obvious. You analyze it by every perspective. As I was saying in the last press conference here, you analyze to every perspective, and you find always a Chelsea very strong in every ranking. The goals scored, the goals conceded, the records at home, the record away, the number of victories, the number of goals we scored, the number of goals we conceded. By every perspective, you find a very strong Chelsea. That's why in such a difficult league to win, we are top of the league since day one, which is also not obviously a record, because I think other teams did the same. But I think, especially in modern football, it's something very difficult to do.
Do you sense this particular team though is ready to win multiple titles and trophies, just like when you came in?
Yeah, no, I told in the same in the last weekend. There are countries where it's common domination. You know, Bayern Munich, Celtic Glasgow, Basel, Olympiacos. There are countries where the domination is there years and years and years. I don't think this country is a good example of that. In spite of, in the last 20 years, maybe was about 4 or 5 teams to share the titles, but it's very unpredictable. And I can imagine for next season, I can imagine that top squads, because we are speaking about top squads. When we speak about the top teams, we are not speaking about fragile squads that need a complete change. We are speaking about top squads. And you can imagine top squads with a few new players. You can imagine that next season, every one of the title contenders is going to be very, very strong. So I think in relation to the Premier League, I think when the season starts, if you want to be champion, you have the risk also to finish fifth. And I think next season is going to be the same.
Arsene Wenger suggested this morning that you showed a lack of respect about that boring remark. Don't want to say anything about that. Okay. Can I just check about Diego Costa? Is he going to be available for you?
No.
Definitely out.
Out.
Has he suffered a setback?
No. No. Just doesn't worth the risk. In this process of the last month, if we lose a game and we don't want to lose the second, you would be back immediately. So, because the results in the last months were always victories and a draw against the second, we don't need to rush. So we are trying to give him the maximum of the stability for him to be stronger and stronger. So no need of any risk. Remy is back.
Anybody else pick up any knocks?
No, not at this moment. But Remy definitely back.
John.
On Diego Costa, Jersey, will he play again this season, or is there a chance that he might not if you win the league?
There is a chance of might not. If you win Sunday, I would say he doesn't play against Liverpool. Yeah. If we don't win Sunday and we need points against Liverpool, I would say he plays against Liverpool. So I think in this moment we are on result after result, needs after needs. And if we don't need, probably he doesn't play again.
Do you think he just needs a long break over the summer to get this right, or are you more concerned?
A long break, I wouldn't say that. A good period of work, because we are preparing a good working situation for him during the holiday period, where he can obviously mix the holiday with work with our people.
Diego Drogba, when you brought him to the club, did you expect him to play as much as he has at his age and have such an impact?
Yes.
Returning, you did?
Yes. I think three strikers is a fine number. The three strikers would have always time, would have always matches, rotation, form, performance, cards, injuries, different competitions, would be always space and time for all of them. And yes, I was expecting, and important goals he scored in the Capital Cup, important goals, not a huge amount of them, but important goals in the Premier League. Great contribution.
And given his age, and given, as you say, you need three strikers, do you think he'll need to bring another one in the summer, or has Didier got another season in him?
We have time to speak, we have time to analyse, we have time to know his feelings.
If you win the title, or when you win the title, where would it rank in your career's achievements? I think you've won, what, seven titles around Europe? Where would this one stand?
I don't know. We work hard for everyone.
Rex.
Jose, how would you celebrate if you win on Sunday?
I think I'll go home. I don't know. In this moment, we have nothing. As you can imagine, we have nothing prepared. We have nothing organized. So normally, I finish the game and I go home.
But people still talking about Chelsea being boring. Why do you think that is sticking?
I do to that the same thing I do to Wenger.
Do you think this team is good enough to win the league next season?
I keep saying the same. The team is good enough. But the other teams are good enough. The other teams are good enough. And I'm speaking about the other teams now. I'm not speaking about the other teams next season. I'm telling now. The top four teams this season, they are all good enough. They have all good quality in their squads. Top quality players in their squads. Big numbers of top players in their squads, very good managers.
So why haven't they challenged you, Jose?
With lots of experience. So I think they are already big teams now. And as I was saying before, I can imagine that next season they are going to try to be even better. So I think, again, when I start next preseason, I would say I will fight for the title. I want to fight for the title. But there is a big risk of not even finish top four. So let's go step by step. And the first objective for next season will be finish top four.
Why haven't those top teams challenged you this season?
Because only one can win. You know, people, many, many times they speak about failure. I don't think we can speak about failure. We can just congratulate the winner, especially when the winner is a clear winner. Congratulate and go for it next season. But I don't like to listen about failure because this is a very competitive championship. So this is not over yet. But I would say every one of us managers and every one of the players around the country in the Premier League, everybody for sure worked hard to try to reach their objectives.
Have you decided on your goalkeeper for Sunday? How's the team
record? Yes, I decided.
Can you tell them?
No. They don't know.
Okay, last one. Claude, please.
Will you stick to someone in particular if you win the league on Sunday?
I speak with the same people as always.
No special thought, no.
My family is with me all the time, for good, for bad. I share the good, I share the bad. A few friends, some more important than others, but normally the most important ones are the ones that work with me for more than 10 years, so we are together in good, in bad.